podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm chatting with one of my neighbors, and guess what happened to them? Somebody went up on their deck and stole their gas grill.
What?
Their BBQ.
Now, who goes onto someone's property and steals a gas grill? I want you to know something. This is not the kind of thing in my neighborhood where you can just, you know, waltz, you know, in a little gate, take something and roll it out. It involves steps. Mm-hmm. It involved everything. But they lost their gas grill.
That's somebody who wants to grill, like, right now.
Yeah,
they are in a situation party where they have burgers and dogs in their car, and they're like, dude, we need a grill now.
So, on one hand, I was had the, you know, the concerned look on my face, like, oh, because it could have happened to me, right? It could have been my gas grill. But part of me was just, I'm not trying to smile, but I'm thinking, how does that happen?
Yeah. And do you have to start chaining your grill down now?
I know. Do people do that? I mean, what about like patio furniture too? Were they missing any tables or chairs?
No, they didn't do something else. It was just their grill and the, oh, and a spare propane tank.
Right. That is so bizarre.
Just in case you run out.
They had a spare. So both the one that went with the gas grill and the propane, the spare were gone.
That's crazy.
And so, I don't know. I was talking with somebody else about that this weekend. I was like, what's the weirdest thing you've ever had stolen?
Just my heart.
No.
Surprising that you had one. My neighbor came home the other day and his like a work truck. He works for like an electric company, so it was one of those decked out with all sorts of gadgets and tools and buttons and lights. And pulls into his driveway, opens up the garage, and he had to move something to be able to pull into his garage. So he gets out of the truck to go move this thing, leaves the keys in, leaves it running. You know, he's just moving like a box or whatever. These hooligans come out of nowhere, jump in his work truck, back up, and drive off into the sunset.
Wait, they stole a company truck?
His company truck. Yeah. And I don't know. I need to start locking my doors.
What did he do? What did you say he did?
It was an electric company.
Well, I'm sure they'll sell everything in that.
There's all think of all sort like sorts of goodies.
Holy crap.
It's like a Radio Shack on wheels.
You can't chain down your work truck.
I know. Not as good as the barbecue, I got to say.
The lines are jammed. A lot of thievery going on. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
So what was stolen?
I had a small house up in Westminster 9-10 years ago, and I had a perfectly cone-shaped 9-foot blue spruce tree in the front corner of my yard, and I woke up one morning and someone had cut it down and taken it.
What? Was this around Christmas?
So they cut down what looked like a Christmas tree in your yard.
Perfect.
And took it home.
Yeah, took it home. And a little pile of sawdust, so they must have done it by hand. You know, right there by the sidewalk, and it was gone.
That's pretty dang funny, man.
Pump.
I don't know if that's the weirdest thing or the saddest thing I've ever
heard.
Pretty
good.
Left the stump.
Yep, just the stump.
Think the cojones to be up there sawing a tree down in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the Christmas season.
It's not like
Christmas
this is out in Bennett or somewhere out on the Eastern Plains.
Nothing says peace on earth like thievery.
Oh, Paul.
And babe, I got the tree. It's perfect.
That's pretty good, man.
Good.
Listen, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for being
Merry Christmas.
I don't want to laugh, but you got to laugh. Don't you?
Dang funny, though.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So what was stolen?
So I used to work at a nursing home, and two things were stolen. One was a PTINR machine, which is basically, it looks like a glucometer to test blood sugar, only it tests the thickness of blood for patients who are on blood thinners.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
and
of course.
They also stole, we had a couple of patients who weren't cognitively aware, and they would go into the patient's rooms and peel off their pain patches.
Oh, my God.
That's just.
Oh, no.
No.
They're horrible.
That is rot in hell.
What would you do with a blood machine, though? I mean, do you, like, strip it for the parts?
No.
Well, it's a $3,000-4,000 machine.
Sell it. Yeah. It's on the black market, Emily.
The black blood market.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's one of those.
Jamie, thanks for being on the show.
Really?
Thank you.
You know, peeling pain patches.
That
off
is
of the
elderly.
Yeah, that is burn in hell level, Jeremy.
Oh,
you're right.
We all must agree. Hello, Allison.
Good morning.
What was stolen?
Puppies.
What?
Puppies.
Cruella DeVille?
No,
we had some purebred. We had 7 puppies, and someone came and took 5 of them. And I came upstairs and saw them people driving off. We saw
Wait. Were the puppies inside your house?
No, and now we have like a little fence in the backyard because they were with the mom.
Oh,
and,
all right.
That's good money.
No, well.
Yeah.
We took our puppies.
What kind of what was the breed? What kind of dog was it?
They were greyhounds.
Why would they take five of the seven? Why not just take all seven?
Because I came upstairs and I came running out.
Oh, so they only got five before you noticed them. They were going for all seven. Oh.
It was early in the morning, and so I saw them driving off. But
wow,
I don't know. Yeah.
What does a greyhound puppy go for? Like $1,000?
Well, they're free apparently.
Well,
Allison, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
That's the worst story of my life.
Does that beat the pain patches for you?
Yeah.
God.
Puppies.
Good morning, Bernadette.
Hello.
What was stolen?
The tailgate of my truck in the church parking lot.
Of course.
In the church.
They removed the tailgate?
They removed the tailgate while I was in church.
Well, apparently somebody needed that part.
I guess so.
Needed to party on the tailgate.
And it was at the church parking lot, which is even better. There's more burning in hell.
I guess so.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Are people incredible?
No, so they're weird. Not.
They're incredible. Hello, Sonia.
Hi.
So what do you think? What was stolen?
Well, my roommate left his truck unlocked and somebody stole his used golf scorecards out of his console and took nothing else.
Used golf scorecards.
Why would you do that?
Yes. They were useless to anyone except for my roommate.
Was he really good at golf?
I guess so. I have no idea.
Hey, look at my scorecards.
I don't even understand that crime.
Right? I don't understand. Right? I'm like, that makes no sense. He had like headlamps sitting there that were worth like hundreds of dollars. Didn't take anything else except for used golf scorecards.
Are you sure he didn't just lose those somewhere? Maybe fell out of a pocket?
No, because like everything was like moved around in his car, and it was like he left it unlocked one night. It was weird. Weirdest thing.
I'm glad you called. Have a wonderful Monday.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to have to go with the pain patches as being the worst.
That's the topper.
Nobody can beat that hurt.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.